8:37 here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Vince Colonna is sitting alongside Sarah Westwood, White House correspondent for the Washington Examiner. Sarah, thank you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good morning. Thank you for helping us out this morning and in for the vacationing Mary Walter. She'll be back next week. Joining us right now, though, Brett Baer of the Fox News Channel. He's the anchor of the special report, of course. He's also the author of 3 Days in January, Dwight Eisenhower's Final Mission, paperback available in bookstores everywhere, including Hudson Books. I saw it yesterday in Union Station. So there you go. Brett Baer joins us. Hello, Brett.
Good morning.
Good to talk to you, sir. This has been such a, obviously, another busy week in politics, but a great week for the reporters at the Fox News Channel because you guys have just been breaking story after story on what is going on inside the Justice Department and the FBI as it relates especially to the Robert Mueller special counsel investigation. What have been sort of the standouts for you this week in that reporting?
Yeah, really good reporting by our team at Justice. Jake Gibson is the producer, James Rosen, Catherine Herridge, a number of people breaking stories, but coming, I think what stood out, I think, was the text, the specific text from Peter Strzok, the FBI deputy, who was working with Andrew McCabe and was essentially in a lot of different aspects of the investigation. And I think one text obviously got a lot more attention than others, texting with his girlfriend Lisa Page, about they couldn't take the chance that Donald Trump was going to be elected, and he essentially texting that he could do something about it, and that she had a good idea in a meeting with Andrew McCabe. We don't know what exactly they were talking about, but that text obviously raised a lot of eyebrows.
Yeah, and one of the things that's really struck me this week is that, you know, as you kind of As Congress keeps asking the Justice Department, Rod Rosenstein appearing before the House Judiciary Committee this week, getting all these questions about what exactly is going on here and conflicts of interest, it feels like, you know, you're watching almost as if a Democratic administration is in charge, as the Justice Department and the FBI is sort of reticent to give clear answers that satisfy those Republican lawmakers.
Yeah, and it's taken a long time. You know, they've kind of slow-walked. Even the Trump Justice Department has slow-walked some of this cooperation with Capitol Hill. So that has also raised eyebrows. I think it's important, though, that we put in context that there are good people at the FBI, and there are good, you know, hard-working men and women over there, you know, doing a lot of things, including rounding up suspected terrorists. But on this particular investigation, they need to straighten out what all of this stuff, you know, means. And I think it's muddying waters that that they could have cleared up if there's nothing there.
Hi, Brett. This is Sarah. A lot of the ways that the other outlets, not Fox, but a lot of the other networks and major newspapers are covering these developments about allegations of bias related to the email investigation and Mueller's team is that Republicans are pouncing on this information. Republicans are seizing on it. And the actual nuggets of information are sort of wrapped in these layers of how Republicans are using it. Do you think that the bigger part of the story is how it's being weaponized or what we're actually learning?
I know. And that often happens, right? I mean, that's, you know, they touch the base and say, we covered it, but they're covering it in a way of, look at these Republicans using this to try to, you know, look at the shiny thing over here instead of the Mueller probe. There's substance to these reports, and I think on the merits of the substance is where we need to be asking questions.
Yeah, including the fact that the wife of the DOJ official who withheld the fact that he was having conversations with Fusion GPS also worked for Fusion GPS, all products of Fox News reporting.
On the Trump dossier.
That's right.
The ties are too many to not say, okay, wait a second.
Yeah,
look at this.
Some answers need to be, normally the rest of those stories, we usually call those sidebars, not the main feature when you cover the reactions. I'm going to ask you about some other real quick stuff going on in Washington. Marco Rubio threatening to be a no vote on the tax bill, which is a really big deal considering what their margin is. It's so slim for the Republicans to actually get this tax bill passed. Do you sense that Marco Rubio could get to yes?
I think so. I mean, there's a lot of momentum. I think that they may do a little tweak. The train is moving here, and they are really concerned about numbers. And it is like three-dimensional chess. You move one piece, and two other pieces move, potentially. And I think that Marco Rubio, it's an interesting play at the 11th hour, but he feels passionate about it, as does Mike Lee. You have Bob Corker, who's said he's a no originally. You know, he's kind of in a maybe, different stages of maybe. And then you have two ill senators, Senator McCain and Senator Thad Cochran, who, you know, there's questions whether they're going to come back for votes or not.
Right. It seems that they're both committing at this hour to try and be back next week for that vote. But that is a question mark of whether that could actually happen. Marco Rubio, of course, his objections over not expanding the child care tax credit. And Vice President Pence is delaying a trip to Israel to stay in town because of how close that vote is. Also, we get reports yesterday from Politico that House Speaker Paul Ryan may be looking at retiring come end of 2018. What are you hearing about that?
Well, obviously, the pushback from the office was he's not going anywhere. You know, he kind of laughed it off. But the explanation had some holes in it. And I think that what we hear on Capitol Hill is that he is thinking about it and that it wouldn't be 2018, but 2019. And, you know, that's an interesting moment. And it could be potentially similar to John Boehner, who, after the Pope arrived and he had his visit, that was the moment he decided it was time to get out. I don't know if that's true or not, but I think we hear that he has talked about it.
All right, well, there's a lot of developments going into the weekend here, especially on this tax bill, and I know that Special Report will cover it all. That's 6 o'clock tonight on the Fox News Channel. Brett Baer, as always, thank you, sir.
Have a great weekend.
You too.